This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to another edition of Creative Impact. We get together with Deb Pollock of the Arts Alliance every Tuesday to talk about how the creative industries impact our lives. Well, COVID-19 is impacting the lives of those in the creative industries and everyone else, too. Deb Pollock, thank you so much for joining me by phone again this morning. I do appreciate your time and your efforts to make this all work.
Absolutely. And David, I appreciate what you and WEMU are doing. You guys, your coverage is outstanding. So, you know, we've got heroes, radio station heroes from all other sectors during this pandemic. And of course, on Creative Impact, we're talking about those folks that are doing great things. The fashion industry, for example, has jumped on the need for protective masks.
Right.
Now, these are not the surgical masks, but they're the protective masks that are necessary in the healthcare industry. Designers like Christian Serrano and Ralph Lauren have done this. And right here in Washtenaw, in Creative Washtenaw, we have our own John Gutowski. He's a man of many talents, a designer, a visual artist, a printmaker, and a costume designer. So let's welcome John to the show and find out what he's been up to.
Hey, John, welcome back to WEMU. Wish you could be in studio with us today.
Hi, David. Hi, Deb. I wish I could be there, too.
So what have you been up to, John? You answered a call that was really important.
Yeah, you know, I've been making fabric surgical masks. I saw a post a few weeks ago on social media, and it was somebody making masks because of there not being enough of them. And I thought, well, you know, I should make some. I don't have any at home. They're not available anywhere. And I thought, just in case one of us gets sick in my house, we would have masks for the sick person. So I made some masks. I posted them online, and got a phone call from my sister, whose husband works in pediatric emergency. Recently, she had told me her husband had, at a conference, gone to a talk about 4 or 5 years ago where somebody was giving a talk on how to make a mask in an emergency when you didn't have them. And so my sister told me that information, and I incorporated that into another mask that I redesigned based on the first one. And she asked me if I would make some for him to use at the hospital.
Now, the masks you are making are, as Deb pointed out, not those surgical N95 masks, but the masks you are making are reusable, correct?
Correct. The idea for hospitals is you can take that fabric mask, place it over the N95 mask, and then it will help the N95 mask last longer because you can then take off the fabric mask and launder them and reuse them to cover the mask. So that's the idea in hospitals right now, is just trying to extend the use, because he was already having to reuse his mask. They were asking him to keep them in a bag and then reuse them. And so she, of course, you know, became concerned about that.
So medical facilities all across the country, and certainly here in Washtenaw County, are always on the lookout for new equipment, looking for community donations. How did you go about approaching someone and saying, hey, I have these and I'd like to give them to you?
You know, David, on Facebook, actually, and in fact, one of the first groups started in Macomb County because of the problems in Detroit, but also St. Joe's Hospital has been asking for them. You know, they put together several mask-making groups on Facebook, and they have lists of places by state that are asking for these fabric handmade masks, also gowns, and now I'm seeing surgical head coverings. So it's all been actually really well organized by 3 different groups online, and you can actually go there, find out in your area what the need might be. And they've also arranged for pickups in some areas. So you can make a certain amount, say I have a pickup, and somebody will come and get them from you and get them to the health place, the healthcare places that are asking for them. Also, like senior care centers are asking for them. A part of the idea with the handmade masks is, because people are asymptomatic when they first are exposed, they can spread it. The idea is to stop it from spreading by everybody covering their mouths.
Well, I haven't seen them yet, but Deb has, and she is raving about how fancy they are, how whimsical they are.
Well, first of all, they're practical, but secondly, the fabrics that you've chosen, John, have been, you know, are really pretty awesome, and we'll have photos of these up on the website. With our post, but you know, probably the fanciest, most whimsical mask. So, how are medical professionals responding to your collection?
You know, I just heard back through my sister that the nurses were thrilled to get them. I just want to comment about the fabrics everybody's using, because there is a worldwide shortage now because of people making masks of both elastic, bias, and twill tape. You can't everywhere. So people have been going into, you know, quilters and, you know, anybody who sews has a stash of fabric. I mean, I haven't seen costume designing in decades, and I still have several crates of fabric. So I'm literally pulling out cotton fabric from the late 80s and early 90s. So it's a lot of
I have some here at the house, too. One of the things is, as you said, the fabric stores are not essential, so they're closed. So you, there is definitely a need for fabric in some of these notions, correct?
There is. And I think that's why a lot of people are just going into their stashes or asking their mom, you know, do you have any packages of bias tape? It reminds me, I think, of, or maybe makes me think of what it was like during World War II when the country came together to help. And it feels like that's what's happening online. I think at this point over 4 million masks maybe have been produced. I mean, it's really in a huge amount in a short amount of time. My first post I put with a pattern has been shared now over 2,000 times. So people are really, and I think now that we're hearing everybody should wear one, it's going to become, you know, you're going to see them everywhere. I wear one out. I'm starting to see people wear them out. I'm not going out much, but when I do, I wear a mask.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU with Deb Pollock of the Arts Alliance and John Katowski, a local artist and costume designer who has redirected his talents to making much-needed face masks for our local medical facilities.
I used to be a costume designer, too, and when you make multiples of the same thing, you start out and the first one takes you the longest, and then two or three of them in, you're wasting absolutely no steps. So how long did your first mask take, and how quickly are you able to produce each one now?
That's exactly the advice I've given to other people. You know, the first mask took me about an hour, second mask took me about a half hour, and now I can make about five an hour. It's a
wow.
Very simple pattern. It's a rectangle with pleats and some ties. So I've had several people contact me and just ask me about it and saying, you know, they make a couple and they're off. There's tons of information online as well. There's all kinds of tutorials now. There's multiple kinds of patterns. Different healthcare centers are asking for different kinds of patterns, so most of those are posted on the websites on Facebook.
Do you need to make different sizes, or is it one size fits all?
They are actually making one size for adults, and then there's a smaller size for kids, from what I've seen online. They need to be cotton, at least two layers. Laundering them with hot water and soap will disinfect them. You shouldn't share them. Every person in your house should have their own. They should washed every day. They're not meant to, you know, make you feel safe. You should still follow all the other guidelines about washing your hands and social distance and covering your mouth and, you know, everything else. It's just an added precaution. If you look in Asia, the rates of spread have been much lower because they have been wearing masks.
So it sounds to me, John, as, you know, we deal with a public health pandemic and national crisis, that it is, again, a good example of when the times most call for it, when there is the most need, the best of our spirits rises to the fore.
Absolutely, David. And, you know, for me, it gives me purpose. Like, I can do other things around the house. I can make work in my studio. But, you know, I'm reading all this horrible news, and I want to help. And it's really given me a great sense of purpose. And I see that online, how everybody who's pitching in and making them, they feel the same way. It's like, we're coming together, even though we can't literally come together, to, you know, help. And I have to think it also makes the people who are in our healthcare system feel like we care for them, because we're all making these, you know, fabric masks and everybody's digging into their fun fabrics and people are really making really great things. And I have to hope that heartens people who are caring for everybody who's getting sick.
And on the creative side, I know Deb wants your patterns. Are you willing to share?
Absolutely.
I've got people. I actually should be doing this, too, if I wasn't doing what I'm doing for the arts and cultural community. But, yeah, patterns would be great. And, John, I know you're willing to share because you've already put all that information up.
Yeah. I would encourage people to go to Facebook. I mean, really, there's a Cozy Mask Makers group. There's a Million Mask Makers group. There's just a Mask Makers group. They all have tutorials, all the different patterns that have been approved by the hospitals. And if you are, just can run a sewing machine and do simple sewing, you can make a mask. They really aren't hard if you have just basic.
John, you are one of the men behind the mask, doing really important work to assist creatively in this COVID-19 pandemic. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. And wear a mask and wash your hands and keep 6 feet distance or more.
Thank you so much, John. I do appreciate it. Keep up the good work. That is John Gutowski, visual artist, costume designer, now the man behind the polka dot, ladybug, and other whimsical medical masks that are literally saving lives. And Deb Pollock, thank you for your remote participation today. We'll talk again next week, and as we retain physical distancing, I presume that, too, will be by phone.
Yes, sir, it will be, indeed. The physical distancing is so important. Follow the CDC and the WHO and all of these recommendations.
Everybody stay healthy. Deb Pollock is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our partner in Creative Impact. You hear it each Tuesday. For more information on today's topic and to get WEMU and NPR's full coronavirus coverage, visit our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.